And now, for your listening pleasure.
There are not enough containers in the world to hold all the lemonade we are supposed to make when life throws us lemons when someone dies. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive, and we're here on Lost Moments Day to help you if you've been through a loss. Just here for you always. So, have you noticed people are uncomfortable trying to comfort us when this happens? Or maybe we are uncomfortable comforting someone else. All I know is that I heard some people say things I shake my head at now. I always tell people, when you don't know what to say, don't say anything. Give a hug. Take someone's hands and make eye contact. The eye contact is so important. We all have the ability to convey a message without speaking. Nothing, no words at all, can take away the pain we feel at the moment when we have lost a loved one. One of the things I needed most was for a family member to send me food in the form of meal delivery for about a month. I wasn't able to cook, first of all, because my kitchen was all torn apart. That's what we had been doing. And also because I didn't want to cook. Unfortunately, those that could have done it didn't do it. I know, I lost 25 pounds, a weight loss remedy I wouldn't recommend to anyone. I don't believe people want words. They might prefer actions. In about a month, I have to wake up on a certain day knowing it would have been a certain birthday, and I have so many wonderful birthday memories of being all over the place in this country on that day. Sometimes I think we should have little note cards that give us a better thing to say when someone is stricken. You know, being stricken with the worst emotional and physical pain you've ever had is devastating. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.